Welcome to Tip Top, growing up your business with Metronomics. We will be talking with business thought leaders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business team coaches who have all taken the journey to grow up their businesses to their tip top. We will be sharing strategies, systems, and stories on how you can grow up your company at the speed you want. If you are searching for your path to the tip top and feel your time is running out, then this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Shannon Susco. Hey everyone, welcome back to Tip Top, Grow Up Your Business with Metronomics. I'm here by myself today, but not really. I'm here to talk about The M Game, my latest book, The M Game, The Metronomics Monograph. I'm super excited to share with you and talk about why we wrote this book, what it's all about, how does it work, who's it for, all the things Metronomics. I think you know that in June 2021, we released Metronomics. You can see it behind me, the fatter version, the playbook. It's got every last step that you ever want to know about Metronomics and how to implement it with your team. Metronomics is the how. It's for all the CEOs and leaders out there who really want to grow their business, but are not sure how. How to do it that's sustainable, that is long-lasting, that's fun, have some ease, right? We get some speed, we get some momentum. These are the things that we're looking for when we grow our business. And when we can get the sustainability of success in place, well, it makes it a whole lot more fun and easier to reach the goals you've set out to accomplish. So Metronomics, the book that was released in June 2021, was written as a playbook, a repeatable playbook where leaders and teams and coaches can pick it up, flip to the section they're in and go, oh, right. We need to do these steps next. The M Game, the Metronomics Monograph, was written to give leaders, give CEOs, give you a taste of what it would be like to implement Metronomics in your business. It's a very short and sweet book. It's 117 pages all in. It's great to hold. I just want to say out loud, it's really nice to finally hold it. Writing a short book is really hard. It's sort of like writing a short letter is really hard. Let's just step into, you know, what's the journey been to get here? So if you don't know, a lot of you may know, you know, I grew up as a very young CEO, grew up looking for a system. And that was in my first company, Paradata, working with my leaders, trying to, you know, cobble together all the greatest thought leaders' tools and pieces and get it into one system. Well, we were able to do that. We were able to do that, realizing that we needed to have three systems for what we call the soft edge, which is culture, cohesiveness, and the human system, and three systems for the business side, strategy, execution, and cash. And then my coach of the time said, of course, we need to grow our leaders and our team members into coaches. And it starts with you, Shannon, you, the CEO. And so that's when Metronomics, the system, was born in my first company. We grew it up in our first company. We exited our first company. We sold, obviously, to another company. They adopted the system. I then spent 3 years in that company. I left, started a new company. We started using Metronomics from day one, actually probably before day one when we were coming up with the idea for the company. But when we opened the doors, we had Metronomics in place. We grew that company up from 2008 to 2011, and we sold that company on our three-year highly achievable goal. And so that was the third time we had used the system very successfully to get the results we want. From there, the company who bought my second company adopted the system and implemented it into a business division. We were bought into a very large public company and we were acquired into one of their divisions. And that division actually implemented Metronomics. After I did my contract with the acquiring company, it was 2 years and three quarters, I think, something like that. You think I'd know it to the day. I then stepped out and I retired. I think most people know Sam retired, and everyone laughs. But at that point, I really retired. I had no idea what was going to come next. And the thing that came next was a phone call. And it was a phone call from one of my colleagues, another CEO, who observed over the last 6-10 years, watching me leading an organization, growing it with my team, selling it, and then doing it again in less than 6 years later, where all during that time, that CEO felt like they're just slogging it out, slogging along. They're desperate for any kind of growth, any kind of hockey stick of any kind, good Canadian hockey stick. And so, you know, he asked, he said, you know, would you coach us? Would you coach us the system that you're using? And I want to say, frankly, at that point, you know, I wasn't sure if that system would work for anyone else unless I was involved as a team member on the team. It actually, funny enough, I told that to the CEO and he said, yep, no, I understand. But I see, you know, what you've done consistently, sustainably, no matter which company you're in four companies. And so he said, I would like to try that. And I said, great. I said, what kind of coach are you looking for? He thought about it and he said, well, I'm looking for a coach to coach me, the CEO, and my leaders. I thought about it and I thought, yeah, that's the kind of coach I want to be. I want to coach the CEO and the leadership team together in order to help him grow his company. And I look back on my own coaching journey, my own coaches. My first coach only coached me. They were a CEO coach. And that worked for a little while. I needed some help, like we all do. And then I asked that coach, would they coach me and my leaders? And I thought it was very intuitive that this CEO had the intuition to know that they needed a coach plus their leadership team together. And so I said, yes. The rest is history. You know, they told two friends and I said, yes, again. And they told two friends and I said, yes, again. But why I'm starting this story here is to talk a little bit about where I came from, why this system exists, the empathy I have for other leaders and CEOs who really want to do what they set out to do, whether it was grow their company a whole lot or grow their company a little. I have a lot of empathy for anyone who is stuck in what is the best way that they can sustainably grow their company. And so coaching became my thing. But I realized that I could only coach really six companies at a time and wanted to make a bigger impact. So that's where my first book came into play, The Metronome Effect. It's really the street version of everything we learned from the perspective of a CEO, right? My perspective on how did we do it prescriptively. That was the first book. And I put it out there on a one-to-many approach. I figured if I wrote it down prescriptively, people could pick up the book as they can today, and they can just walk through the steps that we implemented in the system at that time. And naive I was, because I didn't realize that, you know, once you write a book will attract more people to you, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not complaining about that. I think that's amazing. I love, you know, everyone listening in, everyone wanting to learn and understand metronomics and their journey we're on. But The Metronome Effect was my first taste at writing a book. And it was a great, great experience because, you know, the system that was in my head at that time and in our team's head at that time, we had to write it down. I had to write it down. It's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. From there, you know, I still had six clients I was coaching. I started to speak more at different events, entrepreneur events and business events. I couldn't bear to watch my own clients actually use Excel and worksheets and paper to sort of manage their growth plan, if I could call it like that, to create that playing field for their growth plan. And it was not too many years after releasing The Metronome Effect and coaching for a few years that I realized I really wanted my clients to have a virtual playing field. And myself and Ben Bourget created a platform It's called metronome growth systems. It's the open playing field in metronomics in order to create a behavioral accountability platform where everyone in the business on the team could see each other playing the game, right? So the software system was created in late 2015. Lots of coaches and clients really liked utilizing that platform. We rolled it into and started a business called Metronome Growth Systems. From there, I continued on coaching. The software platform continued on evolving with the system. The metronome effect was well received. And then a few coaches started asking about this thing I called the three hug. And I actually said, well, don't you have a three hug? Like everyone's got a three hug, right? I was very naive. I didn't even write about it in the metronome effect. The three hug stands for a three-year highly achievable goal. And it marries up strategy and execution. And so when the coach is asked to use the slides and the framework that I had, I, of course, said yes. And I gave it out to the coaches to utilize with their clients. Well, a couple of years go by after that, and I'm at a business growth summit. And one of those coaches' clients are on the stage telling the story about their incredible growth. Well, they paired all that growth down to their three hug, which I was in the audience and I almost fell out of my chair, honestly. And the coach who coached that CEO and team was across the room and stood up and waved to me and said, yes, it definitely works. And so that was actually April 2018. And that day on the way home, flying home from that conference, I decided I should write that down. I should write the strategy system down that we used, the strategy system that connects the foundation, the core purpose, core values, a big, hairy, audacious goal, as Jim Collins would say it, that 10 to 30 year goal. And the three hag connects all of that through to your annual plan, your 1 year highly achievable goal, your key priorities that you need to get done, you know, as a company in the next 12 months. The three hag is the thing that connects it together. The three hag is the thing that makes your BHAG real, right? So I figured I better write it down. I better create a book in the same prescriptive way we did the metronome effect. We wrote Three Hag Way, and we wrote it to ensure that your strategy was not a wild ass guess. We wrote it to ensure that you could clearly and simply say your strategy out loud. And hence Three Hag Way was born. It was released on April 18th, 2018. And again, books are really hard to write. The publisher of that book said, do you really have to write every step down every time? And I actually said yes. And I said yes because it doesn't matter where you are in your journey. When you need to, you know, go do your core customer analysis or you need to go build up your differentiators, I really want you to be able to go to the book, open to the page, and follow the steps. That's how it's written. It's there as a reference guide, a playbook, and it's the strategy system. So from there, it was released a year later. Lots of coaches read Three Hag Way. And I very humbly and graciously received calls and emails of coaches asking to be certified in this strategy system, in the Three Hag Way. And I actually told them, you know, it's all written down. You don't need to be certified, truly. And they said, no, we really want to get good at strategy. We really want to be confident in strategy. Like you talk about for the CEOs and the leaders who are going to read Three Hag Way and about your clients, we want to be as confident coaching strategy. So I said, great. After about 3 months of me thinking about it, humming and hawing, I put it back to my core purpose. My core purpose is all about ensuring no one is as desperate as I was to grow a company. And this was a great one-to-many opportunity, not only having written the book, but if I could train coaches to be confident in coaching strategy into their clients, now that's the ultimate exponential one-to-many. So I said yes, and we started down the journey of creating a coaching community that was based off of Three Hag Way. And that fall of 2018, I started training coaches from around the world. Those coaches are still with us today, and we've added quite a few more 5 years later, we have this incredible coaching community that started out off of Three Hag Way. Well, that coaching community, definitely the one thing I love about it, it really pushed me to be better. It pushed me to be better. It pushed me to actually really deeply understand how to teach and coach the strategy system. I felt very responsible that I was training other coaches to actually, you know, be able to implement the strategy system. So for 2 years, we've trained up coaches. We get to 2020. A coach asked me, they said, Shannon, I think you're doing something more. I really think you're doing something more. And I said, look, I'm absolutely not doing anything more than what's in the metronome effect and Three Hag Way. I follow the agenda flows. I follow the system every step of the way. And they said, but Shannon, you still spend 1 day a quarter for 3 quarters and 2 days on an annual with a client, and you get through so much more than I can get through. And I said, okay, tell me more. And so they told me more about how they were working the Three Hag Way system, the strategy system, into what they were already doing, whether they were using Great Game of Business, Scaling Up, they could have been using EOS or Gravitas. But I said, okay, tell me more, because those are great execution systems and this is a strategy system and they should fit together and there's a flow. Well, the more we talked about it, the more I realized, and they convinced me that yes, in fact, I was doing something more. But it was a whole lot less, actually. And what I was doing was I was thinking about how to balance the soft edge systems with the hard edge systems. The soft edge systems being the cultural system, the cohesive system, and the human system that exist in every company. And you'll be fully aware of them when you use metronomics. And the strategy system, the execution system, and the cash system all tied together with the Three Hag. And I made the assumption when, you know, I trained coaches on the strategy system that they had it fully connected, fully balanced. Some did, but some were spending more time than they probably needed and probably getting less impact by the order in which they're following their flow. Flow is important in metronomics. And the coaches convinced me to write down all of it. You know, you see this picture in the metronome effect. It's a house. And there are 6 systems in the house. And there's one key system, that 7th system, which I'll talk about. But the 6 systems in the house, you know, was first revealed in the metronome effect. And, you know, think of it as a house. The foundation is the cultural system. The walls are the cohesive and the human system. The top of the house and the roof is the leaders and the team. Inside the house is the hard edge systems, which is strategy, execution, and cash systems. And in the middle of all that, right, is the Three Hag. The Three Hag that's going to glue it all together, the outside of the house and the inside of the house. And the thing, although it was clearly drawn out, it wasn't explicit to what the flow should be when you interact with a client, when you follow the system, when a team goes through what we need to go through in order to grow through the phases of growth that is outlined in metronomics. I mean, I'm really grateful for those coaches and sharing that, even though probably metronomics, again, was one of those hardest things I ever had to do, was to write down every last piece of how these systems connect to one another in order to grow your company with sustainability, in order to balance your team and business each and every day, week, month, quarter, year. And so metronomics was born, and metronomics is what we call the playbook. It is written in the exact same way as the metronome effect, Three Hag Way. Metronomics is written very prescriptively. It's written over time, and it's written through the 3 growth phases that every company goes through. Every company goes through a foundation phase, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Every company goes through the momentum phase, and every company may, I'm going to say not every company makes it to the compounding phase, but those that do, whoo, are they on a ride. The compounding phase is fun. is really fun. And every part, every phase of growth, of course, as you know, is fun. What we want to do and what Metronomics does is unlock these phases, brings them into your awareness. Your team is aware of what needs to be done when in order to move through your growth phases. Metronomics was written as a playbook. It's written to give the formula out to everybody. You don't have to be a coach. You can be a leader on a team. You can be a CEO. You can pick it up and read it. It's written as a story, a fable, within the specific actions you need to take. The M game, long story short, we're all the way to the M game. So the M game was written as short and sweet because I really wanted people to understand what this system is all about. And the system is all about finding the growth you're looking for, finding the balance between team and business, and driving that sustainable success. We see lots of companies, you know, get on a growth path and then they flatten. And sometimes they fall off the edge and sometimes they crawl their way back up and grow again and then they flatten. What we want to do is a nice, smooth growth curve, a nice, smooth growth curve. And we want to ensure that we understand what the key levers are in order to find that sustainable success you're looking for. And you get to define it. So the M game, funny name for, you know, the Metronomics monograph, but the M game was titled the M game for a few reasons. One, the M game is the exact opposite of the end game. The M game is the beginning of great success, great sustainable success. The M game represents the infinite game. I have clients who have been in, who are featured in this book, who have been doing Metronomics for 10 years. They originally reached out to me and said, "Hey, Shannon, you know, I really need your help. I'd like to grow my company for 3 more years and then think about a possible exit." Okay, that was 10 years ago, and they didn't exit, and they haven't sold the company because they're having so much fun growing their company. They have visibility. They have awareness. They're working on the business rather than in the business. They're not pulling the team along. They're cheering them on. It's amazing to watch this, and you can tell I'm pretty pumped up about that story, and that story is Robert Haydock of AML, and it's documented in this book. It shares some of the challenges in getting the system going and the successes of getting the Metronomics system going. The M game stands for the Metronomics game. I think a lot of people know, and if you don't know, I'm a huge sports fan and athlete. And I think of business as the sport of business. I think everything about, you know, setting out how to win your business Olympics. It's where the three hag came from, frankly. Every 4 years, there's an Olympics. In the first year of that quadrennial, you have 3 years to go to get to the Olympics. And whatever your goals are for that Olympics in that sport you play, there's 12 quarters, just like in the three hag. You know, and you don't think that any one of those teams don't actually put a line in the sand and say, at the next Olympics, I'm going to do XYZ, or we are going to do XYZ. And then they build a 12-quarter plan all the way to that Olympics. So that's where this came from, this three-year highly achievable goal, this journey, this infinite journey, because Olympics have been going on for, I'm going to say 100 years. So the M in the M game also stands for maximum value, minimum time, and I could say minimum dollars, and maximizing your life balance, right? So maximizing value, company and life, minimizing time, company and life, right? The biggest thing as CEOs that we do is, you know, we stand up, we said, hey, we're going to grow a company. We're going to do X by this time frame. And as time goes by, we realize that that time is slipping away. The M game, Metronomics, really helps you to stay on top of your time and not let it slip away. It gives you time back. It gave me back 40 hours in my week. So just that alone sold me on putting a system like this in place. The M represents Metronomics. I think you know that. Metronomics is one united system to win at the sport of business. It takes the whole team. This is a system for the whole team, not just for the CEO, not just for the leaders. The whole team gets on the open playing field. The M game is a way to start winning. This cover was developed, and I know for those listening, you can't see the cover, but I hope you do when you buy the book, as a bright light. The metronome is a bright light with teams walking towards it because it is the start of the journey. It's not the end of your journey. It's the start of your journey to grow with ease, speed, and confidence. So enough on why we called it the M game, but you can tell I was pretty excited about that. Now, it's for CEOs and leaders. I think we've established that. It's dedicated to every CEO who committed to grow their company but can't figure out how to get there. The book's dedicated to showing you how to win your M game every year with ease, speed, and confidence. The book is broken into three parts. It actually is broken down into soft edge systems, cultural system, cohesive human system. Explain it with stories about it, real life stories about teams that have been through it. The hard edge systems, so strategy, execution, and cash. And then thinking part three is all about results. It's the results of when you get to the compounding phase, what does that feel like? And I have one of my clients in the compounding phase, Milo's T, and it's been an amazing journey for them to be in this compounding phase. It also, in the results, it gives you what the critical path that you'll experience on this growth journey. And we've had hundreds of companies go through this path. And it's not only about like, we didn't make up the path. This path is about a team, and you're only going to progress as fast as your team progresses. So your business is only going to grow as fast as your team grows. And this is the progression that we share in this critical path. And then, you know, we close off the book with really talking about why it works. What's the path, why it works, and then give you an idea of how you can win your M game. So I don't want to have a spoiler alert, really, on why it all works, but I'm going to give you a little bit more context to, you know, increase your curiosity. If you haven't read Metronomics, if you don't know Three Hegway, it doesn't matter. This book is going to give you a nice chunked up view why you should dig in if you really want to grow your company. So we know growing a company is all about a balancing act. We've got the team, we've got the business, and we've got to keep it balanced. It's connected through your three-year highly achievable goal. There's three phases of growth where we're keeping these two things balanced: the foundation phase, the momentum phase, and the compounding phase. The critical path lies in how we move from one path to the next. When we're in the foundation phase, in order to move from the foundation phase where it's getting a bit easier, right? We've got an execution system in place. We've got a cash system in place. We've got a strategy mapped, not fully validated yet. We are ensuring we must have to actually get out of this phase. To get out of the foundation phase, you must have 100% A player leadership team. That is cohesive. You cannot move out of this phase, the foundation phase, without those two things in place. And the third thing is you must have your strategy mapped, and you must have the execution system and the cash system on and working, meaning it's habitual. We know what to do. We know how to work together. We know how to play the game, really. To move from the foundation phase to the momentum phase, we've got that A player team. They're cohesive. They can have healthy, conflictive discussions. They've got a strategy mapped. We're now going to move into the next phase where we need to take those things and really double down on validating our strategy. You need a cohesive team to validate your strategy. You need healthy, conflictive discussions to validate your strategy. You need an A player team to validate your strategy. This is not a CEO. You know, Three Hegway is not about a CEO makes up the strategy and tells everybody what to do. Three Hegway, the strategy system, is all about a collaborative brain of your A player team members that map the strategy and then validate it. While they're validating that, we're increasing the cohesiveness of that leadership team. right? Taking it to the next level. I call it Team Trust 2.0, where real-time feedback happens amongst the peers of that leadership team like every day. And with that knowledge of where we're going, gaining confidence in our strategy, increasing the cohesiveness, we can turn on the coach cascade system. And that sounds crazy. You're like, Shannon, that's a whole lot of things going on. But in the progression of metronomics, you get the next system, the next progression, that next step in the system turned on to the point where it's habitual and you forget about it. And it's just part of what we do. And then we can stack on the next habit as a team. We get it going. We stack on the next habit. It's actually the most amazing thing with teams. And when we're doing individual habit stacking, that's what we do. We take a behavior, we do it for a period of time until it's a habit and we forget about it. With a team, we do the same thing in metronomics. We take a team habit, we get it going so long that it's a habit, a team habit, we forget about it. It's working. We stack the next thing on. That's the progression of metronomics. So in that momentum phase, we're picking up speed. And the reason we're picking up speed is because we're validating strategy. We have an A-player leadership team. Our cohesiveness is growing. We are starting to coach it out with our teams. It's all mapped out very nicely in Metronomics, the book, on how to do that. And we start to get some speed because we're able to make better, faster decisions confidently. Better, faster decisions confidently allows you to speed up your growth. And it's not the CEO only. Oh, no. CEO only, I hope they make no decisions because the rest of the team knows where they're going. They can make those better, faster decisions because they can see where they're going because we have increased our cohesiveness because we can own where we're going. So yeah, I think we moved from the foundation phase to the momentum phase to the compounding phase. The compounding phase, how you move into that phase is that the strategy is validated. The team is, you know, absolutely providing leadership team is providing real-time cohesive behavioral feedback in the moment at the time. And, you know, most teams that make it into that compounding phase do their performance reviews. The leadership team does their performance reviews together, live, sitting around a table. That is how cohesive the leadership team is. And the Coach Cascade system is founded upon that cohesiveness, and it gets turned on full blast. The thing that will hold a team back from getting to that compounding phase, and sometimes we see the fiscal results compounding, and the team is trying to keep up because the behavior of the team hasn't progressed as fast as the business results. Let me say that again. Sometimes when we get into a compounding phase of business results, it's heavy, it's hard. We burn people out because we don't have the behavioral systems that have caught up to the progression of the business. James Clear has a great saying that you don't rise to the level of your goals, you actually fall to the level of your systems. I probably butchered that, but the heart of it is it's all about the systems. Metronomics is all about the systems. The M game is all about the three growth phases that every company goes through with ease, speed, and confidence, not with burnout, lack of time, divorce, and all those other things. No, ease, speed, and confidence, balancing business and life. And that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Right? The systems we stack on, the team habits we stack on through metronomics gets us the outcomes that we talk about in the M game. The CEOs who are interviewed for this book share their real life stories on, you know, the challenges they had when they started, the things that they had to overcome behaviorally, their own growth. Because at the end of the day, your company is only going to grow as fast as you grow. It was the number one thing, number one lesson that I learned. And I think of my decades of being a leader in my 20s, being a CEO, my leadership 1.0 in my 20s decade was different than my 30s. I had a lot of growth to do, different than my 40s, a lot of growth to do, different than my 50s, a lot of growth to do. Metronomics, the M game, is all about sharing what it's like to experience that growth, what it's like to experience the system, how it works, why it works, how do you turn it on? So with that, I'm going to leave you there. The M game will be released on May the 9th, 2023. I can't wait to get it in your hands. I can't wait for you to read it, to start experiencing, even though you might not have even started. You haven't even kicked off with metronomics. I really hope it gets you thinking about how it can make an impact for you, your team, their lives, the communities you operate in. It definitely has made a difference in mine. So till next time, I hope you get your hands on the M game. I hope it makes a difference. Please don't hesitate in reaching out and tell me all about it, what you think. I love feedback, love your feedback. Thank you for being a listener. Hope you listen again.
Tip Top is brought to you by Metronomics. To find out more about Metronomics and how this 20 plus year old proven system will save you time and money as you grow up your business, visit metronomics.com. That's metronomics.com. Also, search for Metronomics in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found.